Welcome to Coach Papo's Fantasy Football Extravaganza, the podcast that puts hair on your chest and Pro Bowlers in your lineup. Here's your host, Coach Papo.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whenever and wherever you are listening or watching. This is Coach Papo's Fantasy Football Extravaganza. Well, I'm flying solo this week, and it's been a pleasure working with Bryce this year, but he's got a lot on his plate right now with his family. He's got a little one on the way. It's almost Christmas time, so you got me this evening. We're going to be looking at Week 14 upcoming in the NFL. And I just wanted to say, I hope that you are hungry for the playoffs because they're almost here. Well, if you don't play in week 17 and you have three playoff weeks, which some leagues do, well, they're here. This is the first week of the playoff. But whether you're at the end of your regular season or in the midst of the fantasy football playoffs this week, I can provide you some insight for the upcoming week. We have some juicy matchup this week, and if you've listened to me before on the podcast, I like to talk about food. And I got to say, one of my favorite burger joints around here is called Five Guys. So in honor of eating American, I'm going to give you five guys this week whom I would start. You can call them the start of the week. Bryce likes to call him his boost players, but a little shorter show today, but I'm going to focus specifically in on some players that I think are going to be really, really good plays this week. All right, let's start off with a signal caller, Andy Dalton. Andy Dalton is coming off a fantastic game. They played the Philadelphia Eagles last week. He finished the game 23 of 31. For 332 yards and two touchdowns. He was not sacked. He did not throw an interception. He did not have a fumble. Very efficient game, over 300 yards passing, couple touchdowns. He also rushed for 9 yards for what it's worth. So if you're in a league that counts decimal yardage, then he gave you an extra 0.9 there. So, hey, doesn't hurt, right? This week, he gets the Cleveland Browns, who do not share the prosperity of fellow Cleveland sports teams, the Indians and the Cavaliers. The Browns have allowed, okay, listen to this, three passing touchdowns in three out of the last four games. So they are very prone to giving up the big game against opposing fantasy quarterbacks. And even though the Red Rifle is not a QB1 this week, or rather on the season, he will be a QB1 this week. Andy Dalton's only owned in about 59% of ESPN leagues, so he's a good pickup, as he may be unowned in your fantasy league. All right, onward to running back. Second player I'd like to highlight today. Well, it's going to be the Bengals again, because it's going to be Jeremy Hill. Now, Jeremy Hill, on the other hand, when he played Philly, had a very underwhelming game. 23 carries for 33 yards. He just couldn't get it started on the ground. He only had two receptions for 12 yards. As we know, he's getting a little bit more involved in the passing game with Giovanni Bernard out, but obviously not as involved as we would like. His one saving grace, though, is he did have one rushing touchdown. However, this weekend, he plays Cleveland, as Andy Dalton does, and he is going to thrive. The Browns' run defense is absolutely abysmal. Let's take away last week when the Browns played the Giants, because the Giants can't run the ball this year. It's bad. They can pass the ball okay. They cannot run the ball. They couldn't even run against Cleveland. But we're going to look at the last five games with the Browns' run defense. Teams have rushed for over 100 yards in every single one of those five games. Teams have averaged 166 rushing yards per game. Teams have scored 8 rushing touchdowns. in those games. So we're taking away the Giants game last week where they just they didn't trounce them as much as we thought they would. The Browns' rushing defense is horrible. Start Jeremy Hill. He's, in my opinion, he's almost a lock to score a touchdown. He's going to have a good week. All right, so let's move on to wide receiver. My start of the week is Brandon LaFell for the Cincinnati. No, I'm just kidding. Not going to go three Bengals. That would be cheating. Who I am going to go with is a player I really liked earlier this year. He was one of Papo's pickups. And now he's really developed himself into a quality wide receiver, and that is Tyrell Williams of the San Diego Chargers. Tyrell Williams has scored a touchdown in four straight games. Phil Rivers looks for him in the end zone. It isn't just Antonio Gates, you know, all the time anymore. Tyrell Williams is scoring touchdowns. This week he plays Carolina, who's given up about 400 yards receiving over the past two games to opposing wide receivers. As we know, they left Josh Norman go in the offseason, and they have not yet remedied the pass defense. He's one of Phil Rivers' favorite targets, and with Tyrell Williams, he's getting healthy. He had a bit of a shoulder injury the last couple weeks, but he is a main cog in this offense. He's getting healthy now. He's got a good matchup. Start him. I think he's going to be fantastic this week. All right, moving on to tight end. With tight end, obviously, it's kind of your heavy hitters if you have them. Unfortunately, if you have Jordan Reed, he was out last week. We know Gronk and the back injury is going to be out for quite some time. Fantasy season, he's absolutely done for. Sounds like he's done for the season. Might be some career. I've heard career-ending injury. I sure hope not, because he's a darn good player. But regardless, if you're streaming tight ends, if you're mixing them in and out of your lineup, Cameron Brate is a good one to have. He scored four times in the past six games. In my opinion, he is Jameis Winston's number two in the pecking order for receiving. And obviously, it's Mike Evans, and there's a bit of a drop-off. We know Vincent Jackson's injured, and there's kind of a slew of receivers who kind of take their turns from week to week. And, you know, in my opinion, Cameron Brate's that second guy. He's better than those receivers when it comes to fantasy. I'm not saying that you're going to start Cameron Brate over like a Travis Kelce or a Greg Olsen, who are probably two of the best tight ends left standing, assuming Gronk and Reed are not playing this week. But in my opinion, Cameron Brate is one of the better tight end options all around. Oh, yeah, and he's playing the New Orleans Saints, who tend to give up points in bunches. So really like Cameron Brate this week. My defense of the week is the Detroit Lions. And as Hilly Joe Osmond will tell you, these guys are no secondhand Lions. These are first place Lions here. And the Lions haven't allowed more than 20 points to an opposing offense since week six. They've been shutting down teams, essentially not allowing them to score three touchdowns against them since week six. They've been playing really good ball. They've had seven turnovers forced over the last 3 weeks. They're making plays. They're not just shutting down teams. They're getting the ball back, and that's always good for fantasy. This week, they get the explosive, and I say that with air quotes, Matt Barkley leading the Chicago Bears offense. Last week, they looked pretty good in the snow and the sleet against Chip Kelly's San Francisco 49ers. This week, not so much. They're only owned in about 17.5% of ESPN leagues, so they are also a Papo's pickup for this week. Get them, especially if you're in the fantasy playoffs or fighting for it, and you've been streaming defenses all year. I think the Lions are a great pickup, and like I said, they're owned in next to no ESPN leagues. All right. Well, those are my five guys I've given you this week for fantasy football. And I want to finish up with a little bit of fantasy football playoff advice, because it's a bit difficult sometimes when you're doing your lineups and all that, but just a couple guidelines, a couple rules I like to go by. If you're finishing up your regular season this week, you got to see where you're at. If you need a win, maybe you play the safe players. Like if you need to stay in that final playoff spot, and let's say your opponent is someone who isn't putting forth an elite lineup, let's be honest, maybe it may not even be a startable lineup because some teams have quit already. If you're in a casual league, some teams have quit weeks ago. If you're in a hardcore league, hopefully the guys are at least putting people in the lineup that aren't on a bye week or injured or something like that. So if you just need to secure the win to secure your playoff spot, maybe you go with some safe players. If you need a win and let's say points scored as the tiebreaker, which it is in my main league, a lot of leagues use points scored as a tiebreaker, maybe you got to throw out some real risky guys, some high-risk, high-reward guys. A couple players like Sammy Watkins, Thomas Rawls, and as always, if you've listened to the show, my fantasy firecrackers, guys that could go off in any given week. I especially like receivers such as DeSean Jackson, Brandon Cooks, Tyreek Hill, etc. Not necessarily saying their matchups are specifically fantastic this week, but I think they're players that are explosive, they're high-ceiling guys, and they can shoot you up the ranks if you really need to score those, not only win, but to maybe best another player in your league by 20, 30, 40 points to win that tiebreaker. So, and if this week is fantasy playoff week for you, then it's gut check time. What kind of owner are you? Do you ride with the pony you rode in on? Do you start the same players you've started for the majority of the year? You start your studs, you start all the normal guys casually each week. Or are you a bold fantasy football player? Do you look over the matchups? Check out which corners will be facing your wide receivers, run defenses, pass defenses. Do you play the player with the best upside? Do you play the hot hand? The waiver wire pickup who's been tearing it up for the past couple weeks? Or the guy you drafted in the fourth round of your draft? Or in my case, if you're like me, guy you dropped $30 at your auction? These moves will define your fantasy playoffs. One thing I wouldn't recommend is I would not recommend overhauling your lineup entirely. I think there's a tweak or two to be made, in almost any fantasy football lineup. There's going to be some decision you're going to have to make, a player you're unsure about, one or two of them. But as my good friend Brian said a few weeks ago on the podcast, go with your gut. Your head might tell you one thing, but how many times did you have a feeling about a player that you didn't start? Don't do that. Have that feeling and put them in your lineup. Go with it. Because in the end, you got to be confident about your team. You don't want to wonder what would have happened if I would have started this guy. I say good luck to you if you're fighting for a playoff spot. Congrats to you if you've clinched a playoff spot. And get ready if you're in the playoffs this week. Remember, you can always tweet me at Coach Papo. That's at CoachPappo. I'm on Facebook right now, Facebook Live. You can always send me a message on Facebook.com/CoachPappo. Thank you again for listening. This is Coach Papo's Fantasy Football Extravaganza, and I'll see you next time.